Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. And we have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Linda Eisenman is with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be back. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And celebrations today, it seems pretty odd to be looking at the celebrations today because everything we talk about as far as celebrations of the day really has to be muted a little bit on this special day. We do celebrate the fact that it is National Satcher Tort Day. I probably said that wrong. And being one who has beaten anorexia, you know, Satcher Tort looks good to eat. It looks like a pretty fascinating dessert. And it is Bathtub Party Day. Bathtub Party Day. That's a fascinating one as well. So we'll watch that. But everything being muted as we lay to rest the 41st President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush. Fascinating life. I mean, when you think about it, and we've had some other military folks or military retirees on the broadcast. And it's fascinating. One thing that you hear very, very common amongst military people is the commitment to service. And George Bush was certainly no different than any of the others when it comes to that commitment of service. Maybe he just took it to the next level. Just amazing, the life, the service, the resume. I'm not sure that there's too many people that will ever follow in his footsteps with the amount of service that he has done. Obviously, there's others that serve our country. But holy cow, when you think about the resume, the CV of the 41st President of the United States, just amazing. Just an amazing level of service from... It's a different world. I mean, unfortunately, right now, I was at the swearing-in festivities yesterday for the city of Anaheim, and it was fascinating listening to the goings-on there and comparing them to what we're watching right now at the funeral or this last week with what's gone on with President Bush and listening to his story. Just been fascinating. At the event last night, they're talking about what the government can give to people. Yet the other side of the story was President Bush saying, going in and doing and giving to others and giving back to the country. Just amazing. He was born, obviously, if you've listened to any of this, with a very privileged lifestyle, right? I mean, you think about it, family was very, very successful, but he decided, no, I want to go out on my own. I'm going to go west, kind of like they did probably about 150 years before him, right? Or 200 years before him. Go west, make his own trail, successful oil man. The things that he did, then going into the Navy as an aviator at age 18, not sure that it wouldn't be wise. I certainly have never been one that was for the draft. But you know something? We'd be a far better off society if more people made that decision to volunteer in some way. Maybe not going into the military, but volunteer for your city, volunteer in a local park, volunteer for your religious affiliation, whatever that might be, volunteer for the state. If the Peace Corps is for you, if the military is for you, whatever it is. But I think our society, instead of being so driven on what can I get as opposed to what can I give, don't you think our whole society would be better off? I just look at that. I believe in it wholeheartedly. Thank goodness we have this platform. You give us this platform on a regular basis where we're able to come here and share with you some very fascinating stories, fascinating people who are doing amazing work. If you didn't catch our broadcast on Monday, when we heard from a lady who had one of her closest friends killed at Route 91, had the week before that her home she thought was going to burn down. Her child was homesick at that home, and that did not happen. And then ultimately, a week later, her home did burn down to the ground. Amazing. And then to think right on that very day when that's happening, she's out there talking about the concept of what can I do for others? I don't need for my family. I don't need for myself. What I need is I need for others. I need to help them. And now being on this mission that we've talked about and we shared about on Monday, about helping others, about going out there and saying, you know, something the people in Northridge and Ron, she says to me, Ron, you're the radio guy. Can you really tell somebody what it feels like to have your house burned down to the ground? Have every one of your possessions gone? And I said, Aaron, no, I can't. I said, I can help you get that message out there because you do understand what this is. You do understand what people are going through. You can tell them that there is life after having your house burnt down. And some of the things and some of the missions that they're going to go through. So we are helping there. You know, they don't want your hand-me-downs as a fire victim. Where are they going to put them? I didn't even think about that. They need a gift card to Target, to Walmart, so they can go and get a toothbrush, maybe a little toothpaste, right? Those are things that we don't think about. We take some of those things for granted. When your house burns to the ground and all you have is, thankfully in her case, her family, her pets, and the clothes on your back, it's a whole different world. Think about that. Now, I bring that back to my conversation this morning about the president and the life of service that he led. And what can we do? What can you do? I know you probably don't have a radio show every morning to go out and tell people what you're doing. I do that. I'm lucky. That's my privilege. But if you don't use it the right way, if you've got a life in the United States of America, you've got something that you share with 330 million people that there are many, many billions of people would love to have. What are you doing to give something back? What are you doing to make your community better? I listened at the very, very local, the swearing-in party yesterday, or swearing-in event yesterday. And you listen to some of these different issues and you wonder, okay, what can you do? There's parks that need people. There are homeless people. I know that there's going to be a emergency session of the Anaheim City Council on tomorrow talking about these homeless people. Why wait until February to have a shelter for the homeless when maybe they need something for this year, for the holidays, for Christmas, for Hanukkah, whatever maybe it is that they celebrate, right? I know some of them don't want to come in. They like that under the radar lifestyle. But you know something? Some of them don't have a choice. And those of us that have some privilege, that have the ability, at the holiday time, take the lead from President Bush. Go see what you can do for your community, what you can do for your state, what you can do for your country, and see what you can do to make things a little bit better for the next generation. Be that example for your kids, for your grandkids. Serve a meal, whatever it is. I don't care. It doesn't have to cost money, right? There's a lot of things that every organization, I look back at the days when my wife and I struggled, and we were able to say, you know something, every organization, whether it is your church or it's your school, doesn't matter. They need two groups of people. They need the group of people that can write the check, and they need the group of people that can do the work. And I don't know which you fit into, or maybe you fit into both, but every organization needs them. Think about that. Think about on the day of the funeral of President Bush, and as we go into the holiday season and the new year, set that as one of your resolutions. Think about it. I can't tell you what to do. I know what we do in our household, and I certainly appreciate the fact that you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets. I'm going to chat about preparing to sell your home in 2019 without wasting a bunch of money. Don't go in debt to sell it. That might be a concept for you. So we'll chat about that. We're going to also chat a little bit about where interest rates are heading. We'll talk a little bit about yesterday's events in the stock market. That was, for some people, pretty scary, but we'll talk about that. Reasons why you should sign up for credit repair. We'll chat about that, and we'll also get into maybe some reason. Well, let's see where we go from there. We never know. Linda Eisenman is with us this morning, so we don't have to plan a whole lot. She and I can chat. You can be the recipient. We hope that with some good information. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. They've also got the Fast Pass loan approval, only one I know of that has that. fast pass loan approval. So what is happening in the mortgage world where the markets are closed today in memory of President Bush? But yesterday it was a bit of a scary day if you are in the markets. If you're just a average retail trader, you might have had a little bit of a scare watching what was going on in the markets. And I'm going to share with you that I've shared this many, many times. And with the markets at the levels that they are right now, it does become a little scarier because you have a 25,000-point Dow Jones Industrial Average, and the market was down almost 800 points, was down over 800 points at one point in the day. So it ended up being down, think of this, 3.1%. Now, when you think about it from the standpoint of 3.1%, it's not quite as scary as thinking about 800 points. If you were not being forced to sell, and I hope that you take heed from what we tell you on a regular basis, you should try not to ever be in a position of being forced to sell. Now, how do you do that? Well, you have that emergency fund of 18 to 24 months of liquid funds available, right? And that way you can wait. You don't have to sell on the day that the market's down. Think about this. 2 weeks ago, the market was down about 1,000 points. Last week, the market was up about 1,000 points. And then you have yesterday, it was down about 800 points. Well, you pick and choose the days that you sell to make sure you maintain that emergency fund and you don't have to worry about looking at the market every day. Leave that to somebody else. If you're not doing this full time, it doesn't make any sense for you to be looking at the market on a daily basis because it just gets scary for people. And I would be one to really mention that to you. I mean, look at it was about 26,000 on Monday. It's a 25,000 on Tuesday, closed on Wednesday. What's it going to be on Thursday? I have no idea. But if you don't have to sell, you probably shouldn't care either. We'll talk more about where mortgage rates are going in the next segment. But that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Today, our conversation, though, is I've been sharing with you over the last few weeks that there is a opportunity to sell your home during the last 2 months of the year. And a lot of people worry about sales during the last 2 months of the year because they say, well, you know something, who's going to be out shopping? And my comment is only the serious people, right? But now that we're, about a week into December, maybe you don't want to get ready to put your house on the market today if you don't have to. Let's chat with Linda Eisenman about that. If you don't have to, Linda, is there a benefit to putting your house on the market the last 2 weeks of the year?
Depends on how soon you want to move.
Okay. So it's all about you.
I'm actually meeting with a seller this morning as soon as we finish, right about 11 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
And she's most likely going to put it on the market the first part of next week.
First part of next week. I'll say so. It'll be going on the market right before Christmas.
Right.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, I have to say, Ron, one of the things in her case in particular is it's a very popular price range.
Okay.
And even though we have more inventory now, and by the way, that's very important to know your market. Even though we have a little more inventory now than we had 6 months ago, there's very little inventory in her price range.
So the competition for there's very little minimal inventory as far as competition.
Correct.
Okay, so that's a big issue. So then in that case, the person that has to buy has minimal amount of product to see. And if there's two or three people, then you can get into a bidding war.
Yes.
And
the good news right now is exactly what you said. There are, first of all, there's too many things to do at holiday time other than look for homes unless you're serious.
Right.
And the people that are out looking now are the serious buyers. I actually wrote an offer 1 year on Christmas Eve day. Wouldn't have done it that evening because that's the family time for me. But earlier in the day, we did write an offer for home buyers on a property Christmas Eve morning.
And that's it. You know, something that you made two great points there. Number one is it's wonderful to see that you, as well as some others, respect the idea of the holidays. Right. And family time, whatever that holiday means and whatever your family traditions are. And we have to respect everybody else's methodology of honoring that.
Well, we do. And that's if you want longevity in the business, if you want to last.
Sure. There, and I think also if you want, if you're able to pick your clients.
That's very true.
Right? I mean, because.
Another good point.
Right? I mean, you and I'm just knowing you for the number of years that I do. I think that you don't have quite the, you don't have clients, you have relationships.
Most of the time, yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, somebody, when you list a property, you might have a client because you might have somebody that comes in that hasn't developed into a relationship yet.
Well, I'll say the vast majority of them are relationship. Most of my business is actually repeat and personal referral. And those are, we care about each other in that situation.
Right. Yeah. And if that's the case, then you get to know, okay, I'm not going to call Linda on Christmas Eve. I know that's a time for her. I have people that say, you know, something wrong. I know that I better not call you on Yom Kippur because you're not going to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, those are, and that's the difference between dealing with a professional.
Well, it's the difference between doing deals.
Right.
And building a business.
There you go. And having that caring relationship.
Absolutely.
Because real estate, you know, sometimes realtors, mortgage people, they get a bad rap because there is 95% of the people out there doing absolutely nothing. Right?
True.
And there's 5% that are building businesses, building careers, building relationships. And they can pick up their phone and they can call any one of their past clients, they can call their or partners, right? And at a moment's notice, they're there to help one another. And that's a difference than a relationship business than a transactional business.
Very true.
Right? And a lot of people don't recognize that fact. They say, oh, they're just out there to sell the property. And I would bet, knowing you, that you probably can't count how many times you've told somebody that they shouldn't buy a house or shouldn't sell a house.
There are times.
Right.
There are times. So times I've asked them, why do you want to sell now? What's important to you about selling the home now? And there are times that it is important to them for one reason or the other. But there's also times it might be better if they hold off for a while.
Right. And you know, I know that you also do some work in the estate side of real estate. Mm-hmm. And that's a big time that you have to really be careful if you're trying to build a relationship. Because people can make some really poor decisions when they're emotional.
Very emotional side of the business in general. And you have to understand also that you're working with family dynamics. Because you've got usually more than one person who is involved in the decision making. You know, you're probably going to have a successor trustee or you're going to have an admin appointed by the court. But very often when you're working with a family, there's a wide array of family dynamics.
And, you know, again, that's why you need to have somebody that really understands what's going on, that understands the business, the market, and the unwritten parts of real estate. There's a lot of real estate that's not written that only comes from having some experience time. And that's one of the big issues that I see that people lack.
You're right. It's not in the books.
Right.
You're not going to learn it by going to real estate school.
I'm not sure you'll learn anything going to real estate school, but that's just my opinion.
Well, you know what I've said before. When you go to real estate school, you learn how to pass an exam.
Right.
And it's like passing your driver's test. But does it mean if you pass a written driver's test, does that really mean you know how to get behind the wheel?
No.
No.
And then the other part of it is when you go for the on-road test, at least when I did it, you had to have your hands at 10 and 2. And that's probably the last time you ever have your hands at 10 and 2.
During your driving test, your written driving test. That's right.
And it's kind of like the real estate exam as well. I mean, that's the last time you're going to want to know what a plot map is or what some of the other questions that are there. So you know, I think you probably share this with me is that we're big proponents of mentors in real estate. Right.
Mentors and also continuing education, because just because you passed the test means just what we said, you passed a written test. That's all. So it's a continual learning process. There isn't anybody that knows everything that they need to know.
I share your story, Linda, a lot on broadcasts or off broadcasts. So you've shared with me that after the number of years that you've been in the industry, and you're not someone that just got into it as a, you know, late in life. Right. You've been in it for
a day.
You've been in it for a day or two.
Couple
that even now there's still hiccups in transactions. You just have a better understanding of how to navigate those speed bumps.
Well, you do. And things change. It's not the same. We're not the same market we were 5 years ago. We're not the same market 10 or 20 years ago.
Heck, we're not even the same market we were 5 months ago.
You're right.
I mean, the market is absolutely changing. We're going to continue our conversation. Love it when we just get off on tangents. Speaking with Linda, we were going to talk about preparing your home to sell in 2019 without wasting money. So we're going to get some tips from Linda on that when we come back. We're going to also talk a little bit about where interest rates are headed and maybe some reasons why you should sign up for credit repair. Right now, this is probably a great time for it. We'll chat about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Nest, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Where are interest rates headed in 2019? The rate you pay on your home mortgage has a direct impact on your monthly payment. The higher the rate, the greater the payment will be. That's why it's important to know where rates are headed when deciding to start your home search. I shared earlier Freddie Mac's U.S. economic and housing market outlook. If you looked at that chart on our social media channels, you see interest rates are projected to increase steadily through 2019. Again, remember, they go through Freddie Mac, and we use those numbers because they are basic and they're standard numbers. I share those every Thursday morning on our social media channels where they are. Remember, those are the perfect rates. That is an FHFA loan, which means it's the conforming either high balance or traditional limits. It's a 40% down payment, 760 FICO score, and all the other single family residents. It's all the perfect stuff. Yours is not going to be quite perfect. No one is. There's 30 different adjustments that go into your loan amount. But this just gives us a baseline. So how is this going to impact your mortgage payment depending upon the amount of the loan that you secure? A 0.5% increase in interest rates can increase your monthly mortgage payment significantly, but don't let the prediction that rates will increase stop you from purchasing your dream home. Right now, we are still at some very, very low rates. I bought my first house. I hate to tell people this. Number one, it tells people I'm old. But the idea here is I bought my first house in the early 80s. And you think about today having an interest rate of 4.9, I think, is the Freddie Mac rate. That was, it wasn't quite a quarter of what I paid, but it was pretty close to being a quarter of what I paid back then. High double digits. I'm sure you remember those days as well, Linda.
I sure do.
And it was
and not fondly, by the way. Exactly. Yes, I certainly remember those.
We don't want to go back to those days.
Let's hope not.
Right. You know, something I made a comment because I saw that you had were watching one of our broadcasts earlier in the week, I think it was. And you made a comment about the fact that, you know, as the market slows a little bit, even though we're still appreciating, our prices are not depreciating like in 2008. They're still going up. That it might be healthier than excessive numbers.
Well, I think it is long term. You know, it's so funny. In Southern California, in particular, we all love to talk about equity.
Right.
We all love to talk about what our home is worth or what our neighbor just sold their home for. But when it really comes down to it, we need more moderate appreciation at times to last. I mean, to be healthy in the long run.
Absolutely. And I think the same thing as we're doing, you know, as we chat about interest rates, right? A interest rates in the threes sound great until you realize the only reason that we're in the threes is because we've got a horrible economy. Right?
That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, it's not good for us to have interest in the threes because that's telling us that our 10-year bond.
We need help.
Right. We need help. Our 10-year bond is too low. Our seniors live off of fixed income in most instances. A 2% bond is horrible in that arena. They're having to go into principal instead of living off of the interest. So we don't want to be there. You know, get back into that 5-6 range, even though it might be painful if you're the one shopping. You know, it's still healthier for the market and for us ultimately.
Well, you know, I'm not going to tell you how many decades I've been in the business because that's going to make me even a lot older than you say you are. However, I never, ever dreamed in my lifetime that we would see anything like 3 and 4% interest rates.
Right.
Never did. You said you bought your first home in the early 80s. I bought my first home in the early 70s. And at the time, I think it was an FHA loan. And it was either 6.75 or 7% by the time we had back then the mutual mortgage insurance that was added to it. But it's right around 7%.
Sure. I think I've got I had the chart in here, I think, of where interest was. Yeah, in 71, interest rates were right around 7. In 72, they were at about 8. And by the time we got to 76, 75, it looks like it was about 10. Right? So, you know, good memory,
well,
right? I mean,
now and then.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating numbers. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a little bit about getting ready to sell, because I just heard this the other day from somebody who really wants to dump their home, and they've got their own reasons for wanting to dump their home. But they went and got a home equity line of credit, and they're doing painting and carpeting and some other home repairs. It made me think that, you know, something I should probably talk to. What are the things And maybe the better question is, what are some of the things that I can get my money back from in the way of pricing?
Well, usually something like painting and carpeting, floorings in general, if you're moderate in your selections, are you're going to not only recoup the costs, but you're going to benefit from them. But more than anything else, I think that some home sellers don't necessarily see the value of a first impression, the importance of a first impression and how important that really is. And I've said this before, even before you get inside the home, when is the last time, and I'm one of those, but when is the last time you've walked across the street and looked at your home from your neighbor's perspective?
How do you do that?
When's the last time you stood in front of your house and said, gosh, these trees really need to be trimmed, or this looks really rough, or this looks really tired. I need to address those things, because the way we live in a home and we sell a home are usually two entirely different things.
Well, you have to, I would think, Linda, that you have to get your head on straight before you do that and be objective.
That's the most difficult part.
I would think, because, I mean, so many of us, especially I hear, obviously, as I've disclosed before, I have a real estate license.
Mm-hmm.
I am not qualified to do a real estate transaction, even though I've had the license, I think, 5 years now, right? Because that's not what I do. But I do talk to a lot of real estate professionals, and I talk to a lot of consumers and listeners, and everyone's got the best value home in the world, right? I mean, my house has got to be the most valuable home on the street.
And that's because?
I live in it.
Okay.
It's mine.
All right.
And I'm not.
That works.
And I'm not objective. I'm not trained.
That works for you, but it's not going to work for your buyer.
There you go.
Okay.
And we I think that's one of the biggest issues. And I use the term divorce. We need to divorce ourselves from our home, and now look at it as a commodity.
You need to move emotionally, and that's the divorce that you're talking about. That's a separation.
Right.
And you know what's interesting? We use stagers in occupied homes. We don't use stagers just to bring something into a vacant property like a home builder would do. And by the way, when you really think about it, the home builders in Southern California were the forerunners of staging.
Okay.
Because when you go to look at a model home, it is absolutely model perfect. Is it not?
Sure. All right. Sure.
And
in fact, a lot of us will pay a premium for a model home.
Well, and they're sold at the very end at a substantial premium.
Right.
Absolutely substantial. But the bottom line is, you're not looking at just bricks and mortar. There's an emotional attachment to a home. And as home sellers, we also have an emotional attachment. Excuse me. So when you come to selling your home, what you said about divorcing yourself is absolutely true. The number one thing that most sellers need to do is declutter.
Declutter.
Number one.
Okay. Declutter. And there's not a whole lot of expense in that.
No.
Right?
Most of us are overdue.
Right.
All right. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. So we need either a storage facility or a trash can.
Probably 50-50.
Right?
Yeah, probably so. And, you know, interesting working in the senior market, because I do work in the senior market at times with senior home sellers and some senior home buyers. But in a senior market, there's a lot of times, and I'm one of those that have raised my family in my home, and I still have some of their possessions in my garage.
I think that I kind of chuckle when you say that, because I think I know when my mom passed away earlier
mm-hmm.
this year,
okay.
that when we were doing some cleaning at her house, we found some things that my sister and I had left behind.
There you go.
Right? I mean, And it was there. It was there to be cleaned. So, you know, we weren't selling the house, so we never thought of it that way.
Yeah,
but we did move them from property to property.
Oh, so now they're in your garage, probably. Okay.
No, actually, I dumped them.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little bitter, not much, but a little.
Okay. Well, number one is declutter.
Declutter. Okay.
For most people. And number two would be depersonalize. You know, if you have a collection of something, that's your collection.
Sure.
That's your favorite, or maybe your one of your mother's collections or something like that that you inherited. And it's time to get rid of those teacups and saucers.
And it's not easy to do that.
No.
And ironically enough, when you bring that up, because things that you hear about or that are told from generation to generation that are so valuable, when you go to get rid of them, you find out what the value is in somebody else's eyes.
Well, all you have to do is Google it. And what you thought was a prized possession, you're going to find out really isn't.
It's challenging.
It's a prize to your family.
Right.
That's it.
Exactly. And that's the same with the home. I mean, when you take it to the biggest level,
that's true.
Right, with the home, if your home is extremely valuable to you, and it should be, but as you're getting ready to sell it, you've got to divorce yourself from that mm-hmm. part. And that's why I think that it's very difficult to succeed with selling a home on your own, right? You need that professional to come in, not only because they know so much more than we do as a consumer about the process, but they also can look at it from a third-party perspective and valuation.
You're right.
Right? And think about the things that you've talked about, other than staging, decluttering, depersonalizing.
Think neutral.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you then, and I might have to save this till the next segment, was you talked about doing flooring and getting a return on investment for flooring. But when we come back, I want to chat with you. Isn't it the first thing that most ladies do when they get a new home is want to change all that stuff to make it their own?
It depends. It depends upon if somebody's just done a nice job.
We'll talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Also, chat about reasons you should sign up for credit repair, maybe as soon as today. All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990.
800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Every once in a while, I get these calls about credit repair and should I do credit repair? And are there legitimacies or is it just a farce? Is it a scam? And the answer is, in some instances, all of the above. There are credit repair companies that are very, very good, very, very legitimate and do a good job. There are some that are out there that are a total scam. How do you know which way to go? I can tell you the good ones that I've had some good experience with. We don't talk a lot about bad ones, but I just tell you where to go as the better options. You can make your own decisions from there, but why? That's the reason here. Number one, you can save money on interest. If you get your credit scores up, you save money on interest on your credit cards, on your cars, on the home loan. You can cut off high security deposits if you're with good credit. You can access reduced insurance rates in certain areas. I don't think that's allowed in California, but if you're listening to us, or you're looking at buying outside the state, the insurance companies do look at credit reports. Sometimes you can't get a credit card, but with a good credit, you can get a credit card, higher credit limits. Maybe get rid of the debt collector harassment. If you filed bankruptcy, we did have Christine Kingston on the broadcast a couple weeks ago talking about bankruptcy, and it is not the scarlet letter, but a lot of creditors do leave remnants on your report that should not be there. Higher scores give you a better sense of satisfaction. You might be able to buy your own home. Maybe you can rent someplace that you didn't think you could. Maybe you can get a refreshed car. Because so many people, when I say new car, they think about the idea of going and buying a brand new car. I've shared with you, I'm a big fan of buying a refreshed car. Gently used is the term I like to use. We got two of them this year. Both of them were under 17,000 miles. So think about that concept. Some jobs look at your credit report. Maybe what they do is they look at what credit cards you have. I know a friend that had, if you didn't have an American Express card, that was the only way they gave their reimbursements for expenses was through an American Express card. So you had to have one. You might not need any more co-signers. Maybe you can own your own business. All those are benefits of having good credit scores. I might do a whole report on this one, a video on this one, and put it up on our websites as well, just to get you the full details. There's a lot more detail to it. But that is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. Chatting this morning, Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers, is the name of her company. We're talking about this morning, we've been chatting about getting your home ready for sale, maybe next year if you need to. This year is a possibility. And before the break, we were talking about the idea of some of the best things you can do to not break the bank. And Linda shared with staging, decluttering, getting rid of the personalization, and taking a look from across the street, maybe through somebody else's eyes. We were talking before the break, Linda, about flooring. And one of the things I hear most frequently as we do go through the lending process with people, and I don't mean to be sexist, but generally it's the ladies that make the decisions. Right. Sometimes the guys are in. I get to vote on finances in our house.
Well, first of all, there's nothing sexist about that because you're absolutely right. It's usually the women that make the decision.
Right.
When it comes to something like Florian's, you're right. Usually.
So and everyone is unique.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go and I put money into flooring, they don't have that as part of staging, do they?
No, not normally. That wouldn't be considered part of the staging unless it was in real. Unless you have a home that is so dated that you really do need to make some improvements to bring it in today's market, that's a possibility. And if you do that, remember to keep the prices moderate. Don't spend too much money on any one thing, because that one thing that may be important to you may not be important to most of the buyers out there. So be careful where you spend your money and do it very moderately. You do not need the top of the line in the majority of the improvements that you're going to make in order to make your home more saleable at a higher price.
And that goes back to one of the other issues. And I watched in this particular scenario,
where the gentleman went and did the different things that he wanted done in his house. And I'm saying, you know, talk to an experienced real estate professional first, because especially as a guy, we're going to probably pick the wrong things anyway.
Probably.
Right. I mean, if I had to go and do flooring in a house, I would do everything wrong.
Well, you know, Ron, if you were living there on your own, you would probably do things differently than having a wife and a family.
Right.
So there's other people to consider, and consider where your buyer might be coming from. Are you in a large home? Is it a home that is most likely going to sell to a family? Or is it something that might be a starter where either a couple of single people buy it? There's a difference in the type of home you're also selling to consider.
And again, that's why I think, I can be the honk because I don't sell real estate. Right. I can say that talk to the professional real estate agent. They're out there. They know who their buyers are and what they've done. And again, that goes only if you're dealing with somebody, maybe not your cousin, maybe not your best friend, if that's not their full time or experience level. You want somebody who's got that experience and knows about it. Now, what about putting money into, because you mentioned the idea of the curb appeal, first mm-hmm. impressions. Mm-hmm. Do I need to paint the whole house or maybe just the front of the house?
If you're going to paint the house, I'd paint the whole thing.
Okay.
And unless you're just talking about an area that needs touch up. And trim painting is a big thing.
Okay.
Trim painting in general. Because when you walk up to the front door, that first impression is so important. And I will tell you, buyers will stand there and they'll look at the eaves. They're standing there while the agent is looking or working with the lockbox, for example. Your buyers are looking around. And they should be.
Sure.
They absolutely should be. So trim paint in the very beginning is very important. Your front door is very important, the way it looks. The front porch, get rid of the old welcome mat and get a new one, or you forget about it. Most agents will tell you to remove it from the front porch.
Okay.
And can I mention one other
sure.
thing? If your home is on the market and if you have a pet or pets, remember your buyer's not likely going to have the same feeling about your pet or your pets as you do. So smells and odors are very, very important in a home. So just keep that in mind when your home is on the market for sale.
And there's some tricks to that. I chatted with a gentleman yesterday that used to sell motorhomes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, be careful of how you do this because there are some question marks, not as far as safety, but get a humidifier with hydrogen peroxide and put that in front of the exhaust of the furnace and leave it on for 24 hours.
So what does that do?
Gets rid of all the smells in the property.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Right.
Hmm.
They use that in motorhomes and cars to get rid of the smoker cell smell.
Okay. Oh,
so it
gosh.
Cleans out everything out of the property. You got to leave the fan running so it's circulating through the vents as well to get them cleaned out. The reason I say you have to be careful is because the FBI is watching how much hydrogen peroxide individuals buy.
Oh my gosh.
So you don't want to get in trouble, but it's totally legal. It's not like it's a product that's not legal. But if you buy a 10 or 12 of those bottles at the dollar store and put them in the humidifier, you know, somebody might be watching and want to know, you know, why are you spending that much on hydrogen peroxide? But there's a lot of these little things that are very, very inexpensive. When you talk about the smell, you can go in there and clean out the smell of the house, and we may not even notice it because we live there.
Most home sellers don't.
Right.
You mentioned smoking. Smoking is absolutely taboo in a home today. And that smell, that odor, so to speak, now speaking as a non-smoker myself, lingers.
Sure.
It can linger for years.
And we get spoiled in California. Mm-hmm. Go to a restaurant in Nevada or Arizona.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, it's a whole different world, right?
Oh.
Crazy stuff. So a lot of what we've shared with you this morning is real simple things. Give me a couple of mistakes. I mean, we only have about a minute and a half left, Linda, but I know that you had some mistakes that we want to really look out for. What are maybe the top one or two mistakes I might want to look out for when I'm selling my house?
Well, spending money on any one particular item that is very excessive. Just because it's important to you does not mean it's going to be important to your home.
Okay.
And that's probably number one. And this is something that doesn't cost you anything, but when your home is on the market and you know buyers are going to be coming in, plan on leaving. Don't be there. The agent does not need or want you there normally while the home is being shown. That's time for you to leave and take your pets with you.
Yeah, because some people I have a friend of mine that's allergic to dogs.
They can be.
Right? I mean, so, and my mom was highly allergic to cats.
They can be. And
right?
Sometimes it's fear. If you have buyers who come in with small children, for example, they're either going to love the dog or dogs, or they're going to be afraid of them, one or the other.
Be careful of those. Some great tips right there. If you want to meet Linda Eisenman, give me a call at 800-306-1990. She's right here in North Orange County, also out in the Coachella Valley a little bit.
Yes.
And make sure you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day.